Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning. This is Carolyn Ritter Watson, your purpose pusher. I'm excited that you have joined me this morning. This morning we're going to be talking about dreams and dream killers. How many of you have dreams and then you have these dream killers around you that's literally sucking the life out of you and stifling you and hindering you from moving forth in those things that God has called you to do? Those dream killers are stealing your dream. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So stay tuned in. If you would like to call in and chime in, please feel free to do so on our guest call-in line. And that's area code 347-237-5083. That's 347 area code 2375083. So, dream killers, how many have experienced that person? And it could even be someone who is close to you, and when you share your dreams with them, they shoot them down every time, or they have something negative to say about your dreams and your thoughts. Well, you know, God has given us vision. He says, without vision, people perish. And so God gives us vision. He gives us dreams, you know. And, you know, Scripture tells us that he gives us the desires of our heart, right? And so that dream that you have inside of you, God gave it to you. And, you know, he wants you to fulfill that assignment. That dream that's inside of you is your God-given assignment on this earth. But know this, the enemy doesn't want you to fulfill your dream. The enemy doesn't want you to live out your purpose. And so what he does is he comes to kill, steal, and destroy your dream. And many of you have allowed people, places, and things to steal your dream. Well, we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to get to the bottom of this thing, because after the day, I want you to be chasing after that dream that God has placed on the inside of you. I want you to chase it and chase it hard, run fast to fulfill that assignment. Become a dream chaser today. Amen. And so you know how I like to start the show. I like to start with some praise and worship. So I want you to just breathe in all the blessings of God, which are yes and amen. He has so many promises for his sons and daughters. Amen. So breathe in all of them. And then breathe out anything that doesn't look like God, any negativity, any negative thoughts. Breathe them out. And here we go. We're going to breathe, and we're going to start our program. Amen. Amen. Here we go. God bless.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every
realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Oh, this is the air I Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Breathe in the Ruach breath of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we have to breathe in all of the promises of God. Breathe in the finished works of Jesus Christ. You know, we have so many promises that God has given us. You know, and it's so sad, I find, but that we don't take advantage of them, you know, that we don't access that which God has already given us. And so today I want to talk about that dream that God has given you, because I want to talk to you about that God-given dream that is laying dormant inside of you. You know, most of us can look back over our lives and see dreams that we have not fulfilled, those dreams that have not materialized, you know, and there are many reasons why that happened. You know, there's many reasons why we have not fulfilled our dreams, and some of it is fear, some of it is doubt, and some of it is just simply life happening, because we know that life happens, and life happens to all of us, right? And but I just want to encourage you, I want to encourage you today to just get caught up. Don't, you know, I know that you get caught up in life, but I want you to get caught up in your assignment on this earth, on your assignment that God has placed on the inside of you. Get caught up in pursuing your dream, right? You have to fulfill it, because no one can do it for you. You have to do it. And so God does not, you know, suffer from memory loss. I know many of you think God has forgotten you, because you realize that you do have a dream, that you do have a vision for your life. And you've prayed about that thing, but nothing has manifested. Nothing has materialized. And you think God has forgotten you. But I'm here to tell you today that God does not suffer from memory loss, and he has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. Some of you, you know, you want to give up because you have not seen your dreams come to pass. But I want to encourage you today to never give up on your dream. Make sure that giving up is not an option, because giving up should never be an option, right? You know, and in Genesis 37, it tells us of the many trials of Joseph. You know, many of us know the story. You know, life happened to us, and life happened to Joseph. You know, life happened to all of us, right? And just like Joseph, many of us have haters, people who really don't mean us well, you know, people who really don't want to see us live out our dream and our purpose. And so that's why it's very important to check your circle. Check your circle. See who's really with you, because everyone with you is not for you. And that's so important to know. And so what I want to do is First I want to go to a commercial break, and then when I come back, we're going to just dive into this, okay? because I don't want to interrupt the show once I get started. So I'm going to go over to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to dive into this thing. But while I'm doing that, I want you to really think about your dreams. Think about those dreams.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
Yes, that is Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my business that I have with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla. And everything you do when you shop, you know, we love to shop, especially us ladies. And I like to say that when you shop, you should just shop. Don't just shop, but shop with a purpose and for a cause. Amen. So check us out at LaylaSimone.com. All right, so we're going to talk about those dream killers today. How many have, raise your hand if you have any dream killers. Raise your hand. I know you do. I know you have some, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and so he wants to destroy that dream inside of you. He wants to steal that dream inside of you, and sometimes he sends people to do it. He sends people to plant seeds of doubt and fear inside of you. He sends people to keep you bound to the things of your past so that you don't move forward in the things that God has laid out for you, right? And so Joseph, let's talk about Joseph. And Joseph, in Genesis 37, it tells us of the many trials of Joseph, you know, and he was attacked by his own brothers. Remember, if you remember the story, Joseph told his brothers about his dream, right? He basically told them that they would bow down to him one day. And, well, they did not like that because they were haters. They were jealous of Joseph, you know. And so he told his brothers about his dreams, and his brothers started plotting and planning against him, right? You know, so he was attacked by his own brothers, and this was his family that he trusted, if you can only imagine. And some of you are going through the same thing. You know, you have dreams and aspirations, and you have family members, certain family members that are just not supporting you, you know, certain family members that may be hating on you, you know. And Joseph was also falsely accused and arrested and locked up over something he didn't do, right? And so some of you have been set up and sabotaged. Some of your dreams have been sabotaged. And some of you have been set up. And some of you, like Joseph, have haters and people who have let you down, and you just can't see how things are going to work out. But I am here to tell you that just like Joseph, God is going to work that thing out. He's going to turn everything around for your good. But you have to believe that, and you have to receive that, right? And I don't want you to give up. Just know that you do not have that option to give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your vision. You know, if God gave you that dream, it will come to pass. I'm going to say it again. If God gave it to you, it's going to come to pass. But you're going to have to begin to start activating that dream, start putting some things into works, right? And no matter what situation Joseph was faced with, he maintained a positive attitude, and people recognized that in him. So because of that, Joseph had favor. And so some of you have to change your attitude. And when you begin to change your attitude, you will change your altitude. You will begin to have favor. But don't quit. Don't quit in the pit. Joseph was in a pit. They threw him in the pit. He was in a pit. Don't quit in the pit. Allow God to transition you from the pit to the palace like he did with Joseph. You know, Scripture tells us that God is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. And now there's something that I want you to hear, and after you hear it, it's by T.D. Jakes. I was so blessed by this, and when I heard it, someone sent this to me, and I thought, you know, this is perfect for my show today because it kind of lines up with, you know, talking about just the different people that are in your life and checking your circle because, again, everyone with you is not for you. Believe it or not, everyone with you does not want to see you succeed. Now, there are some people who will want to see you succeed, but there are some people that do not want to see you succeed. And so it's important to identify those people. And so what I want to do is I want you to hear this. And then, start evaluating some things. Start evaluating some people who are in your life. Just start checking your circle. Check your circle. But just take a listen and check your circle.
To be covered by God and walk in the area of your destiny, you can't be limited to just working with people who look like you, or think like you, or vote like you, or dress like you. You got to get out of the box. I'm going to tell you that there are three basic types of people that you will interact with if you are a child of destiny. The first group are confidants. You will have very few of them. Confidants are those people in your life who love you unconditionally. They are into you. Whether you're up or down, right or wrong, they are into you. If you get in trouble, they get in trouble with you. You can open up and share anything with them. You'll never inherit your kingdom until you find your confidant. You can't be David till you find your Jonathan. Having a good confidant is the key that unlocks the kingdom because you were raised outside the gate and God's going to cause you to reach over the wall. You've got to have a confidant behind the wall who can mentor you for what God is going to do next in your life. The problem with most people is that everybody they run around with is under them. And so you are forever feeding people who can't feed you. And after years of feeding them, they begin to drain you. You've got to have somebody who can feed you so you can feed somebody else. Oh, y'all, I hear what I'm saying. You need the confidant, man. The confidant is so few people that come along in your life that are for you. They are with you. They are intimately intertwined in your life. They are there to make sure that you reach your destiny. They will confront you. They will get in your face. They will get in your business. They will tell you when you're wrong because they are confidants. If you have two or three of them in a lifetime, you are a blessed person. Without them, you'll never be who God called you to be. You need to find your confidant. Number two are your constituents. They are not into you. They are into what you are for. And as long as you are for what they are for, they will walk with you and work with you and labor with you, but never think that they are for you. And you have to know that because if they meet somebody else that will further their agenda, they will leave you and hook up with them because they were never for you. They were just for what you were for. And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your confidants. And you will think that they are for you when they are really not for you. They are just for what you are for. And by the time you get to falling in love with them, they will break your heart as they hook up with somebody else who is for what you are for, because it was never about you anyway. It was about the causes that you represent. They are for what you are for, but they are not for you. The third group are your comrades. These people are not for you, nor are they for what you are for. It is just that they are against what you are against. They will team up with you to help fight a greater enemy. But don't be confused by their associations. They will only be with you until the victory is accomplished. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, expect the constituents and the comrades to leave you and desert
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter White.
All right, yes, we got to be careful who we tell our dreams to. You cannot tell your dreams to just anyone and everyone and expect them to react the way you react, to expect them to be excited for you, because everyone's not going to be excited for you. Everyone is not going to be excited for you. And so I wanted to allow you to hear that, because I was so blessed by that. And some of us just need to hear that, because some of us have been duped into thinking that everyone around us is for us, and that's not true. There are some dream killers that the enemy has sent to you on assignment to kill your dream, to steal your dream from you, to keep you in a state of doubt and fear and almost paralyze you. And so you have to be careful with your circle. Check your circle. Who's in your circle? Who's really for you and who's really against you? I like when T.G. Jakes said, he says, the next time you have a win or something that you're excited about, or you want to talk about your vision or your dream and you're excited and you're in your circle, watch the people and how they react towards your news. Watch their reaction. That will help you to identify who's really for you and who's really against the dream. They may not be against you, but they might be against the vision and the dream that God has set forth for you, because maybe they're just jealous. Because, you know, that means sometimes people are just jealous, and sometimes people are just haters, because that means that if you come up, then they're going to be looking pretty bad because they've been hanging around you. So now they're thinking, well, now I got to do something to come up, right? And so check your circle. And so we know that when Joseph told his brothers his dream, they hated on him. They hated on him, and they did him wrong. They tried to take him out. They tried to steal, kill, and destroy the dream. But Joseph, you know, he went from the pit to the palace. He ended up going to prison, you know. He was captive. He was, all these things happened to him. All of these things happened to him, but Joseph remained focused. He remained, he didn't get distracted. You know, whatever mission he was on, he fulfilled his mission, you know. And so God gave him favor because they recognized his positive attitude. They recognized his that there was purpose inside of him, because he did not get distracted to the point where he sometimes we'll get so distracted that we destroy our own purpose. We destroy our own dreams because our attitudes are wrong. Adjust your attitude. Adjust your attitude. And so Joseph, again, he went from the pit to the prison and then to the palace, using his gifts regardless of his situation. And so I want to encourage you to do the same thing, whatever your gifts and talents are. You know, Scripture says that our gifts will make room for us. So you don't have to wait for somebody else to make room for your gifts. Your gifts will make room for you. Joseph's gifts made room for him that overflowed, like overflowed blessings. He was overflowing in his gifts, and they made room for him. And in the midst of famine over the earth, Joseph was able to feed so many countries out of his abundance. And his abundance came from his overflow, and his abundance came from his favor, because he was consistent, because he did not give up on a vision, he did not give up on a dream, despite all of the things that he had to go through. And I want to encourage you today to not give up on your dream. You know, this is what God wants to do for you, exactly what he did for Joseph. When your dream is fulfilled, God will transition you from the pit to the palace. He will transition you so that you can use your gifts to do your part to change this world. God is calling us to become change agents in this world. We know that there's so much going on all around us, and there's something that you can do to make a change. You know, many people want to sit around and they want to be spectators, but God is calling us to become participators. What is your part in the big scheme of things? What vision has God given you? What assignment has God given you? We all have a God-given assignment. What is yours? What is yours? I want you to give it some thought today. And then I want you to begin to write the vision, make it plain. Scripture tells us that in Habakkuk, write it down, write the vision, get a prayer journal, get a journal, begin to write the vision, make it plain, and begin to position yourself to carry that assignment out. When the dream killers come, first of all, you need to identify the naysayers. You need to identify the haters. You need to identify them, you know. How are these people reacting when you give them good news? You're so excited about your good news. Watch their facial expression. Listen to the words. Listen to their response to your win. Are they your cheerleaders? Are they cheering you on? Are they genuinely, you know, excited for you? Are they saying, listen, girl, I love that. I love that idea. Or maybe they don't love the idea, but they're going to support you anyway. Well, I'll pray for you in your business. I'll pray for you to help you to carry out that dream. Or, you know, what can I do to help you? That's how you know somebody is for you, right? They don't have to always agree with everything you say, but they could pray for you. They could support you in other ways. They could show up, right? You can show up, at least show up, right? And some of you know that some people have not showed up for you, and you're disappointed and you're discouraged. But I don't want you to be discouraged to the point that you don't carry out your vision. I want you to run with the vision. I want you to write the vision, make it plain, and run with it today. Okay? And that's all I have for you today. I do want to pray. And then you're going to begin to identify those dream killers today. And then you're going to begin to position yourself to carry out your assignment. And Father God, I thank you for this time, Lord God. I thank you for the purpose and the plan and the dreams and the vision that you have given all of us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you today. And some of us, Lord God, have allowed our dreams to lay dormant inside of us. And right now, I declare and decree that those dreams are coming alive. They're living on the inside of us. And everyone under the sound of my voice is going to begin to tap into those dreams and visions and begin to see manifestation. We're not going to be distracted by the naysayers. We're going to trust you, Lord God, knowing that when you give us vision, you make provision. Hallelujah. Thank you right now that you're making room for us, Lord God, in our gifts. You said that our gifts will make room for us. And so we don't have to be concerned about people who are not supporting us, right? We don't have to wait for people because you gave us the vision. You gave us the dream. And so we're waiting on you, Lord God. We're waiting for your instruction. We're waiting for your guidance, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us to put some faith into action and carry that thing out to run with the vision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's an assignment that you have just for us, each and every one of us. And someone's waiting for us to carry that assignment out. Help us to carry it out. And Lord God, I thank you for meeting us all at our point of need, knowing that you said that you will meet our every need, that you will, meet our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Lord God, I pray for those out there who are struggling with fulfilling their dream today, that dormant dream that's laid on the inside of them, Lord God. I pray that they will tap into that thing and begin to live it out in Jesus' name. And finally, Lord God, I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you were blessed. Remember, God has given you dreams and visions. He has given you an assignment on this earth. He has a plan and a purpose for you. He had it for you, set aside for you even before you were born. You are made for this thing. You are made for this thing, right? And so don't allow the naysayers, don't allow the dream killers to steal your dream today. Amen. Amen. And so, ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private Facebook group. We do have a few fellas in there that kind of, you know, hang out a little bit, but for the most part, it's us ladies, so don't forget to join me on Facebook. And you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. So God bless you, and I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. I will see you next time. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.